Lactate threshold testing is a key physiological tool for endurance athletes, such as runners and triathletes. It identifies the exercise intensity at which lactate begins to accumulate in the blood faster than the body can clear it. That point marks the shift from sustainable aerobic metabolism to increasingly unsustainable anaerobic metabolism, and it is closely tied to the onset of fatigue. The main value of lactate threshold testing is that it gives athletes and coaches precise, individualized data. Instead of relying on generic training guidelines, athletes can determine their own threshold heart rate, threshold pace, and appropriate training zones. That allows workouts to be targeted more effectively, helps prevent overtraining, and supports better race pacing. The science behind the test is based on how muscles produce energy. At lower intensities, the body primarily uses the aerobic system, which uses oxygen to create energy and can be maintained for long periods. As intensity increases, oxygen demand rises. Once demand exceeds supply, the body increasingly relies on anaerobic metabolism, which breaks down glucose without oxygen. Lactic acid is produced as a byproduct of this process. When it builds up, athletes experience heavier legs, reduced efficiency, and greater fatigue. Testing identifies the exact point where this transition occurs. The testing process typically involves progressively harder intervals on a treadmill or track. During the test, professionals monitor blood lactate levels and use the resulting data to pinpoint the athlete's individual threshold. The results can also provide broader insights, such as hydration status and nutrient absorption, helping coaches design more effective conditioning programs. For runners, lactate threshold testing matters because it creates a scientific basis for training. It helps establish personalized training zones, improves pacing strategies, provides a measurable way to track fitness over time, and reduces injury risk by keeping training within appropriate intensities. Athletes learn how fast they can run without quickly exhausting themselves, which is especially useful for race execution. Knowing your threshold numbers can lead to several practical benefits. It can improve endurance by training the body to clear lactate more efficiently. It can increase speed by developing the ability to sustain higher intensities. It also provides objective data for setting goals and offers motivation by showing measurable progress. Interpreting the results requires looking at several key metrics. The lactate curve shows how lactate levels change with intensity, and a sudden rise indicates the threshold. Threshold heart rate is the heart rate at that intensity and is useful for daily training. Threshold pace is the fastest speed an athlete can sustain comfortably. Together, these data points define training zones from easy recovery work to high-intensity efforts. Effective training strategies use these results in a structured way. Base training involves lower-intensity running to build an aerobic foundation. Threshold training is performed at or near the athlete's threshold to improve lactate clearance and endurance. Interval training above the threshold helps increase raw speed and anaerobic capacity. Recovery is also essential, allowing the body to adapt and prepare for harder work. Performance benefits include greater resistance to fatigue, faster recovery, and improved mental confidence. Athletes who understand their limits can manage effort more effectively during competition, delay hitting the wall, and make smarter pacing decisions. The article includes case studies showing how lactate threshold testing helps different athletes. An elite marathoner who faded late in races improved by adding more threshold work. An amateur runner used specific training zones to break a 2-hour half marathon. A trail runner who struggled on hills improved after training for weak anaerobic capacity with hill repeats. The overall takeaway is that lactate threshold testing is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process. Regular reassessment allows training to evolve with the athlete's fitness. By using precise physiological data, athletes can train more efficiently, race more effectively, reduce injury risk, and continue improving performance over time.